Hey, everybody. Crack open that bubbly. It's time for Oscar Wags. I'm Sean. I'm here with
Sam.
And we are ready to give you our Oscar wild ass guesses.
This is our semi-annual. I'm not entirely sure when the last time we did this.
We did it last year.
Did we do it before that?
Yeah. I believe we've done it every year for the Oscars.
Yeah, but we just went on the site and we found like one time.
We found two or three. Anyways, I believe we do this every year, at least try to. So what we're going to be doing is we're going to be going over all the categories, and we're going to quickly give you what our guesses are on who's going to win, or who we believe is going to win. Maybe we'll let you know which ones we hope are going to win. But hopefully for all you people who are still on the fence, not knowing who to vote for and what, this will help you guys, you know, push you over that edge and make your choices. So first of all, we're going to start from the very bottom and work our way to the best picture. So on our piece of paper, the bottom one is short film animated. You got quite a few to choose from. You got five, but they notice
totally it. Know a lot about
well,
this.
Kit Bull is the Pixar one.
Boom! I called that. I was looking at this and I'm like, Kit Bull. That sounds like an Oscar. Pixar one.
Yeah. So that's the Pixar one. However, the short hair love has been getting a lot of attention lately.
Huh.
And I watched it. It's by Sony Animation. I watched it. I cried my eyes out. It is so emotional. Easily my pick for the Oscar on this one.
Oh, okay.
If you haven't seen it, it's about a little girl who needs help doing her hair for some kind of special occasion, and her dad has to help her.
Uh-huh.
So, and it's two African American, it's an African American family, so, you know, she's got crazy hair and wants to, you know, make
it. Oh, I see. Their hair is crazy.
No, sure. You have to watch this. You have to, like, she literally, it's like an afro out to, like, past her arms. It's hilarious, and it'll make you cry, and if it doesn't make you cry, there's something wrong with you.
You're dead inside.
Yes.
So, I have no idea who any of these are. I picked Kit Bull as the movie that the Oscars are going to pick, because I was pretty sure that was the Pixar one.
Yeah.
Based solely on the name.
And you know what? Pixar has a pretty good track record.
Here's the thing. I chose Hair Love as my personal favorite, because I was basically judging it on, based entirely on the name, which one would I want to see? And Hair Love seemed like the most interesting one.
It's worth a watch. It's quick. It's like 6 minutes long. Definitely 100% worth watching.
It's a lot more wholesome than I originally thought, which was like some sort of expose on a very strange form of erotica.
All right. Anyways, on to short film live action. Of the five choices here, the problem with these kind of categories is it also goes to foreign language. It's really tough to watch these.
Yeah, you sometimes they like. We usually watch them the day of,
especially the animated shorts we do.
Yeah, because those try to look them up on. Like,
yeah,
YouTube.
Those ones are quick. They're like 5 minutes long. Short film live action are usually 15, 20 minute long movies.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And there's usually some kind of powerful message behind.
Yeah,
I always
feel bad because it's not like these are bad films or they're not enjoyable films. It's just they're hard to find. I didn't check this year, but I know the Avon down in Providence.
Yeah.
Last year, they had they were basically showing all the short film nominations.
Oh.
They did like a little showing of all of them. So
that's
I forgot to
cool.
check this year. Yeah. I want to check that out.
So, Sam, who's your pick?
My pick in this show on, once again, going solely by the name,
mm-hmm.
I thought the Oscars would go to Learning to Skateboard in a War Zone if You're a Girl.
Oh, that's documentary. You skipped one.
Oh, I skipped. Oh, sorry. That was my mistake. My one I thought the Oscars wouldn't go to is The Neighbor's Window.
Okay. That has gotten a lot of attention lately,
so I'm
believe
just
it or
nailing
not.
It.
I know.
I'm just
but
nailing it.
But it sounds like the favorite right now is going to be Brotherhood.
Ah, okay.
Brotherhood is the one that's really getting the most attention out of all these. I wish I could tell you what any of these are about, but once again, they're like 15 minutes long, and there's, you know, five of them. It's like a whole movie right there, and like, I don't know. And it's really tough to watch because none of them are usually on YouTube.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's easily the best place to watch these.
Yeah. I sometimes wish, like, the Oscars would just set up a site where it's like, here, we'll just show you all the short films.
Yeah.
And it's like, do you think the studios are that nitpicky where they're like, yeah, you know what, they actually probably are.
Yeah.
Where they're like, no, we're not going to show our thing. Solely based on the name, the one that I would probably go see would be Neftra Football Club.
Yeah.
Because I was just like, what the heck's that?
Yeah, maybe it's about soccer. I don't know.
It's football.
It's probably about soccer. Let's be honest here.
Yeah, well, it's a football club. So
yeah, so it's soccer. All right. So moving on to documentary short subject. You jumped the gun on this one, Sam.
Sorry. Yeah, I am.
So you went with...
I thought the Oscars would pick with Learning to Skateboard in a War Zone If You Are a Girl.
The name alone... It's it's Oscar bait.
Yeah, it ticks off so many Oscar bait ones, especially for something like this.
And it won the BAFTA for, was it British documentary, short subject documentary? So that right there,
it's
already
got a BAFTA in it.
It's already got something behind it pushing it, so that really gives it kind
of... Because, the Oscars have this habit of, any of the big awards, they're, especially when it comes to, women, they're not very big on, actually recognizing them.
Oh, yeah, but the smaller awards.
But the smaller awards, yeah. I always feel like they give those away to, to a movie like this solely based to make themselves feel better.
Yeah, so wait, you're telling me the Oscars not only are sexist, but maybe they might be a little racist as well?
Sexist and really condescending.
Oh, Oscars. Pick up your game. Come on, guys. All right. So, moving on. Visual effects. This one's kind of a tough one.
I forgot to mention.
Oh, yeah.
Purely based on the name, the one I would like to see. Walk, Run, Cha-Cha. Because I like to imagine that is a documentary about the Cha-Cha slide.
I wish I knew, but I'm going with it's not. But that's just how I feel.
But imagine how amazing. a random-ass documentary like that would be an amazing documentary. Because those documentaries on just random-ass subjects are always the most amazing.
That's true. That is very true.
All right. Like the fire ones.
The fire festival
ones? Who really
ones?
Cares about that? But they're amazing.
Oh, those, and they complement each other. Oh, anyways, getting off topic here. Visual effects.
Was fire this year?
Yeah.
Oh.
It was January or February of this year. Yeah.
None of them made it.
Huh? Nope, they did not. But visual effects, once again, you've got some very strong competitors in here. I don't know. Sam, who do you have?
So, this is my thinking. Personally, what I think should win is probably 1917.
Yeah.
Because, I barely... notice there were visual effects. Right. I know they were there.
Oh yeah, no, there's plenty.
There's no way you shoot that movie without other than when he jumps off the bridge, that was really noticeable.
Yeah.
But everything else, I was hardly noticeable.
Yeah.
So I felt like the visual effects very much complemented the movie in that. But I just have this feeling that The Irishman's gonna be that movie that doesn't win in any of the big ones.
But this is the one it wins.
But it wins all those more technical awards for some reason.
All right. Once again, my heart is telling me 1917 is going to win. But at the same time, it's fighting this ultimate battle with itself. And it needs to call in all the other Avengers. We need the Avengers to assemble. And if Avengers Endgame or any Marvel movie is going to win an award, it has to be this one. Though the Academy doesn't usually like to, nominate these kind of movies.
In this category, though, they usually do.
Sometimes, but Marvel has never won any for this. But
they're usually nominated.
Star Wars, I don't even think Star Wars has even won. They might have won one or two, but this is the one that, Endgame should win. I feel like it needs to win.
Yeah.
So my pick is Endgame, but if 1917 does take the win, I'm not surprised. Because it is a great, the movie is great for
I'm just telling you, the Academy, I can see them just being like, "It's good. Look at they totally looked younger."
Yeah.
So The Irishman should win.
Yeah, that's how I feel, like, why The Irishman is in here. And then I feel like The Lion King's in here because they're like, hey, look, they look like animals. And
here's the thing. I wouldn't actually be that pissed off if Lion King
I would.
Won. Because it did look good.
Yeah, but it's tough. Once again, it's really tough to show emotion in an animal, like a human emotion in an animal. And they weren't able to do that.
I'm not saying it was a good idea.
No,
I'm
I
just
know.
Saying they pulled it off.
Yeah.
And in this category, that's all you have to really look at.
Yeah, Disney did the same thing with that Jungle Book movie from the 90s, but instead of CGI, they used actual animals. It was a real movie that happened in the 90s. So, I mean, it's the same kind of thing. It's just that, you know, this time the animals actually talk.
This time it's personal.
All right, moving on. Film editing. This one, it was a little tough.
This one's the kind of category where, like, I feel like I know more than I do.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm like, oh, yeah, I know what good editing looks like.
The surprising snub for this one is 1917.
It's not there.
It is not
there.
Oh,
yeah, it's not there.
It's just because, I mean, how much editing was there?
Yeah, they really hid the editing really well.
Which is what good editing should be, you know, recognized for. But they didn't nominate it. For me, personally, I went with Parasite. When we reviewed it a week or so ago, one of the things we did mention was the editing. Like, when they go to the house, how everything's uphill. When they're going down to the slums, everything is filmed downhill. Like, the editing is done really well to keep the tension kind of, like, everything is done perfectly.
I mean, that's more production design, but...
We'll get there.
Yeah, we'll get to production design, but... once again, this is one of those, like, yeah, you know what, fuck it, The Irishman is gonna win this. It's just, I have that vibe that this is gonna be that movie that wins a bunch of the smaller technical awards, but actually gets kind of snubbed at the later ones.
All right.
But in terms of the one I think should win, I actually think maybe Ford versus Ferrari.
Okay.
The race scenes were really done well.
Yeah.
And with a chaotic race scene like that, if it's not edited well, it gets super confusing. I wasn't that confused. I stuck with the whole race, and I understood what the hell was going on, which is always difficult with those kinds of things.
All right. And another thing you usually see in film editing is war movies usually do pretty well. I think Hacksaw Ridge
it's
won.
It's the same thing. In a war, yeah. It's all chaotic.
So exactly. So
it's very easy car race. To get those scenes to be confusing.
Exactly. So, yeah. So, I mean, yeah, if Ford versus Ferrari won that one, I would not be surprised. But my gut goes with Parasite. Production design, like you just mentioned. Yes, Parasite is nominated, but they did not get my pick, obviously, because the production design for me obviously goes to 1917.
Yeah, I'm the same boat. That's both my pick and what I think the Oscar's going to be.
Yeah,
pick.
Like,
it's just those sets were so detailed and so well done, especially the No Man's Zone.
Yes, the No Man's Land, yeah.
No Man's Land, it was so just... The fact that there were, like, bodies just hidden everywhere.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And it was just so well done. And those sets had to be so big, built so large, because they were doing...
Right, the one-shots.
Fakey one-shots, but, yeah. Like, it was just... That scene, that one whole scene was just like, wow, this is amazing. And then to get to the... even the German trench and the British trench.
Oh yeah.
Those are just so detailed, so well done.
Yep. Oh yeah. And kind of carrying over to cinematography, which is the next category, I also went with 1917 with that one because it kind of carries over, like, it looked beautiful, it was well filmed, everything looked amazing, and the blend between practical and CGI was almost flawless. Like, everything just looked beautiful in such a horrible gray period.
Mm-hmm. But one thing I will say about cinematography, I didn't actually pick 1917 for either. Oh. I thought the Oscars, you know what? I think this is going to be like a little shout out to Once Upon a Time.
Okay.
Because you know what? Actually, the shots in Once Upon a Time were actually really done well.
Mm-hmm.
It was just a lot of, and this is kind of goes with cinematography, but the colors in it were all pastel. So in the very 1960s. And I thought it was just, it was shot really well. So I could see that picking this up. But my personal pick, got to go to The Lighthouse.
I know. I would love The Lighthouse to take this one, but it's not, and which is unfortunate.
It's not going
to
get any love. I know it.
Lighthouse was my favorite movie of the year, and it's, you know.
But like that, just that movie was shot, so.
I do kind of agree. I think the Academy might be going towards Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. I feel like there's some buzz going around that, and they
and don't get me wrong, I think it deserves some buzz. Oh yes, I've been very surprised how little buzz I've heard about it.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's on the other awards rackets. I haven't seen it picking up anything big, which is a little surprising to me because it feels not only is it a really good movie. I wouldn't say great. I was lost. Like I said in my review way back, was like an hour and a half of this is a great movie. The other hour and a half, I'm like, why is this here? But it's one of those movies where it's really good and it's kind of Oscar baity because it's talking about the golden age of Hollywood and like really like, oh, isn't Hollywood so great? Which is like really. Like it's that and like historical biopics,
yeah,
are what the Oscars go for a lot. So
yeah,
I'm quite surprised I haven't heard more buzz about this.
Hmm. All right, costume design. You have five movies. All of them are kind of period pieces in their own way.
Which, oh yeah, all of them are period pieces. Yeah.
Well, I mean, the closest that's like, I guess not would be like kind of not would be Joker, but at the same time it is.
Like, yeah, but that is like, that's a period.
It's weird that like the 70s were like 50 years ago.
Yeah.
Like, oh yeah, that's a period piece. It's like, wow. Yeah, so, I mean, you look at it and yeah, like I can almost see everything win here, but I've heard a lot of buzz on Little Women. For costume design, so that's where I'm going to stick my Oscar.
You're going to go with that?
I'm going with Little Women.
Yeah, I gotta. You know, I think Once Upon a Time is going to pick up this one as well.
Wow!
But right. You know what? This is another one that could go with The Irishman.
Unfortunately, which is kind of disappointing. But
I know it makes it sound like I hate this movie. I don't actually hate The Irishman. I thought it was. It's just one of those things where I feel slightly out of touch with everybody else because everybody else is praising this movie and I just thought it was okay.
Yeah.
So, like, I feel like I have to go hard on it. I'm sorry, The Irishman. You don't deserve this.
All right. Moving on to the next category. So, makeup and hairstyling. Now, I went with Bombshell. Because it seems like that's the movie to beat right now in this category.
Especially with John Lithgow.
Yeah, and not just Lithgow, but Charlize Theron.
Yeah, everybody in that kind of looked like the people they were trying to play.
It seems like that is the front runner for this category. So I'm like, you know what? Yes, I will definitely take it.
I can see that, but I can see a little bit of a dark horse here, probably Joker.
Yeah, I think...
Not so much that I think it may deserve it, yeah. But, like, I can see them, the Academy, being like, yeah, I guess Joker gets this.
Yeah.
Although, I don't know why I'm thinking that they're going to be, like, condescending towards Joker when they, like, get nominated 11 times.
11 times, yeah.
So, clearly they liked it.
But I feel like the one no one should vote for in this one, because it has zero chance, would be Maleficent. I don't think it has any chance of winning.
Yeah, it's a weird, like...
It's a weird choice.
They usually don't, even if it deserves it, they usually don't do movies that are not good.
Yeah.
Although I haven't seen it yet.
I mean, they did Suicide Squad in this category, and it won.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is very depressing.
Weird.
Beat out Star Trek.
So you know what? I'm going to go with Maleficent. Screw it. They're going to go with Maleficent.
Oh, boy. All right. So, moving on, this is...
Can we do these two together?
Yeah, we're going to do these two together. So sound editing and sound mixing. So was it sound mixing is kind of like the creation of the sounds?
I think it's the creation of the sounds.
Whereas sound editing is taking those sounds and making them blend perfectly into your movie. Mm. So with the music and the dialogue. So
we could be wrong. These are...
I'm pretty sure this...
These two are the most confusing.
I've won an award for this, and I don't know how.
You won sound design.
That's true. I won sound design. But
which apparently is something completely different.
Yeah, sure. But I look at these, and... I mean, how do you not go with Ford versus Ferrari in either one?
You know? Yeah, like, they... You really capture the sound of those engines the whole time. And
the old-timey engines and, like...
Yeah, yeah.
I can't not vote for both of those to be Ford versus Ferrari.
Yeah. And given that, like, these awards usually go to the same movie, it's got to be either Ford versus Ferrari or maybe... 1917?
Yeah, I would say my second pick would be 1917.
But, like, I'm with you on that. I'm leaning towards Ford versus Ferrari.
Yeah. I feel like sound mixing could go with 1917, but sound editing, without a doubt, Ford versus Ferrari.
Oh, all right.
Because, I mean, it's not hard to record an engine. Like, that's easy. Whereas, you know, with 1917, I mean, they're creating, you know, 100-plus-year-old... weapons. Plus, in that one, you're not really battling a score. It's very, like, natural most of the time. So that's why, if anything, I would say mixing would go to 1917. But without a doubt in my mind, the fact that you have to mix in car noises over a score, and like that goes to Ford versus Ferrari for me.
I could say that.
Now, a tough one here. Original song. Last year, I feel like we were definitely given, like, this was so easy.
This was a layup, a slam dunk, a home run, other sports metaphor.
Yeah, this was, last year, this was super easy. This year, however, I looked at all of them and I'm like, well, I know Into the Unknown, but, like, it wasn't even, like, comparative to Frozen 1, like, was it Let It Go? No. I'm excited to watch all these songs be performed this year. But I guess the one that's gaining the most traction right now, the most buzz, is I'm Gonna Love Again, Love Me Again from Rocket Man.
Yeah, and that's my choice. Because lately I've been listening to a lot of Elton John, so I'm just in that mood. And I'm going into this, like, I kind of want to hear that song.
All right. Yeah, so it's going to get performed tomorrow, which is, I haven't heard it, but, you know, buzz says that
it's Elton John, so it's got to be good.
That's true. It is Elton John. Yeah. I mean, I look at all the other ones and I'm like, meh.
But I can see Into the Unknown winning.
I guess, but, like, once again, unlike last year, none of these were, like, mainstream songs that, you know, you heard on the radio.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's what made Shallow, like, so obviously the winner.
Shallow.
I mean, I still hear it from time to time on the radio.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's kind of having a revival lately on the radio.
Mm. So, sticking with music, let's hop over to the original score. Some great movies here. I feel really bad that John Williams is not going to win an Oscar again this year for Star Wars, which this is his last chance.
Here's the thing. I can see them just, like, fucking give it to
him. Just being like, here, it's yours.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I guess I could see that, but...
Because I feel like he could win that if none of these scores stand out.
Right.
I think his one problem, though, is one of these does stand out to me.
One of them has won the Golden Globe and the BAFTA.
Is that Hooker?
It is Hooker, yes. Yeah. Joker won both of those for this
and
category.
Like, you know what? It had a really good score.
Yeah.
And, like, how it builds throughout the movie. I thought the score was used really well.
All the way up to Rock and Roll Part 2. I still feel like that was the most, like, oddly placed song in the whole
thing.
It
had a couple odd, like, White Room was a little weird in that.
Yeah. I feel like I got to go back and rewatch.
I felt like they used those just because it's the 70s.
So,
although I think White Room is from the 60s, but
yeah, I don't know. Well, it's quote and unquote the 70s. Lots of air quotes. It's kind of like that, like You're not quite sure what time of time period this is, but like you have an idea, but maybe you're wrong. Mm-hmm. That I mean, it's a comic book movie in the end. Like the Batman animated series was filmed like it was in the 1920s, so with like gangster cars and stuff. So
we go from that to a super easy category.
So it's Les Mis, right?
It's totally Les Mis.
So yeah, so international feature film. Just like Roma last year, Roma was nominated for Best Picture. So obviously that one took the best international feature film. In this case, there's only one film that's nominated for Best Picture, and that's Parasite. And if any movie but Parasite wins this, I call shenanigans on the whole Oscars.
Here's the thing. There's only one other movie on this list I can see maybe doing that. And that's Pain and Glory.
Okay.
Because I've heard, like, Antonio Banderas was like, amazing in that.
He is nominated for an Oscar for, was it leading role, I believe?
Did he get nominated?
Yes, he did.
Yeah, okay, there he is.
Yeah, so.
But, like, I've heard, like, a lot of critics were saying that that was their best movie of the year.
But, I mean, we have the official Rotten Tomatoes thing, so, like, it helps, but. You look at Parasite, you're like, fan score, 93%. Critic score, 99%. Like, yeah, everyone loved this movie.
It's probably going to take it.
Easily. Like, the fact that if Pain and Glory was nominated for Best Picture, I would be like, ooh, this is a two-horse race. One of those can win. But the fact that, you know, Parasite's the only one that's nominated for Best Picture, I mean, it's a toss-up. Like, without a doubt. Next one. This one's kind of easy. Documentary feature.
I'm trusting the other two on this.
Me too.
Going with American Factory. Yes. Although I notice now, Honeyland is both in the international feature film and in documentary. So maybe a dark horse on that?
I don't know. I think a lot of buzz is surrounding American Factory. So I think American Factory's taking it.
Yeah, probably.
Animated. This one is tough. So, animated feature, of these five choices, I've seen four of them, which I usually pride myself. I see all the animated movies, I guess, every year, minus like one. The one that I didn't see, it's actually on Netflix, is I Lost My Body.
Which, how do you do that?
Right, how do you do that? Come on.
What idiot loses their body?
Your head's not screwed on tight enough. So, looking at all that, so Missing Link won... Best animated. Oh God, what was it? The Golden Globes, I believe.
Didn't Klaus win?
I think Klaus might have won BAFTA, maybe. But
no, Klaus won one.
Yeah. So, after watching all of them, I think my favorite movie was Toy Story 4. It was an excellent movie. Mm-hmm. Well done. However, not only is it a sequel, but it's also, you know, CGI. Okay. And then you go down to Missing Link, and part of me's like, this is the same crew that did Kubo. Kubo needs some love here. You know, and you know, watching it, I'm like, yeah, it was a pretty good movie. It was funny.
Funny, because it did not look like a good movie.
No. I actually stayed away from it for a while, and I recently watched it a couple weeks ago, and yeah, it's not a bad movie. However, Klaus is hand-drawn. Classic style of making a cartoon.
Now, do you think the Academy cares?
Yes, they care. My God, do they care about nostalgia? Do they, like, yeah.
What are you talking about?
Now, Klaus is a unique take on the origin of Santa Claus. It's hand-drawn with CGI lighting. It's a beautiful movie if you've never seen it. It's kind of unfortunate that it's not the Christmas season anymore, but it is on Netflix, so it's not hard to get, you know, and it's a short movie. I believe it was like an hour and 40 minutes. And as I sold to John, it does have Norm Macdonald in it, which is odd. Which is really odd to see Norm Macdonald in
He's
a cartoon.
He's Oscar gold. You put put him in a movie, you're going to win an Oscar.
So... So, yeah, so my pick definitely goes to Klaus.
I'm going with Klaus. I've heard a lot about that movie. I've heard a lot of good things. So, Dark Horse, though, Toy Story 4.
Yeah, I could see.
Pixar always gets love in these things.
Yeah, and the fact that it seems like Hair Love is going to beat Pixar for a short film.
They might just throw Pixar a bone and give them
exactly
the actual good one.
Right. But I wouldn't be surprised if Missing Link won. I think the two that will not win are I Lost My Body because no one's talking about it.
And the weird one here.
And How to Train Your Dragon 3.
Yeah, which is just like odd. Really? Was that,
it was good. That, it was good. But
that slow of a year, I guess?
For animated, I guess so. Well, the surprise here is no Frozen 2.
Yeah.
That was a huge surprise that it didn't get nominated. I would have expected Frozen 2 over How to Train Your Dragon 3. Easily.
Oh, can we go back a second?
Oh, yeah.
I'd like to talk about just a snub for documentary feature. Apollo 11.
Mm-hmm.
That was really good. I actually saw that in theaters. Just a really good documentary using all just the actual like audio links and everything, mm-hmm. the things that NASA was saying over the radios, and their communications with each other, and using actual NASA footage the entire time. It was just really well done, really good, and you think it would get a nomination, just a little bit of love, but nah.
Which I feel like on top of that last year too, was it Won't You Be My Neighbor or A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, sorry.
Won't You Be My Neighbor.
Yeah. Well, yeah,
Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood is
the movie. Won't You Be... Yeah. So, Won't You Be My Neighbor, one of the highest grossing documentaries of all time, was snubbed by the Oscars last year for a nomination. Mm. So, I'm not surprised that they snub a good documentary.
And was this year or last year? No, it was this year.
Which one?
What's it called? They Shall Never Grow Old.
Oh, yeah.
I think that was this year.
Was that this year or last year?
I think it was January of this year. Or last year, technically. But, yeah, I'm pretty sure. And to see that not get nominated?
That's 2018.
Oh, is that 2018? What did it get nominated last year?
That's a good question. It won a BAFTA award for Best Documentary last year. Oh, it's a Peter Jackson. Wow, who knew?
Yeah, you didn't know? Yeah, it's a Peter Jackson movie.
Yeah, so
I've been meaning to watch it. It's on, like, HBO. And...
Yeah, so release date 2018. So yeah. All
right, okay.
All yeah, right. So it would have been last year. Because
I got confused because it recently got re-released.
Ah, yeah. All right. So moving on from animated, we're going to adapted screenplay. I look at these and the one that I kind of, so the one that got the most buzz, that one that was the WGA and BAFTA equivalent, was Jojo Rabbit. Mm. And you know, it'd be nice hearing Oscar award winning Taika Waititi.
That would be nice. That would be really, really nice.
Yeah.
I can see that winning.
Plus, imagine his acceptance speech.
Oh, it'd be amazing.
It might be the greatest speech of all time.
But, yeah, I could see JoJo winning, but you know what? I'm leaning towards Little Women.
Okay.
Little Women was really well written. It was just really just a great story.
I feel like the only problem with Little Women is kind of we've seen it before.
Yeah, but like...
There's been other...
It was like really good.
Right, but the only complaint I have against it is that...
It is adapted screenplay, so we've seen all of these.
Exactly,
before.
So it's like, you know, how adapted is it compared to the others? Come on, let's be honest. No, but I feel like a lot of buzz going towards JoJo, so that is probably...
I'd be happy with either one of those, and... Yeah, the other ones, I don't really want to see.
Yeah, Irishman, Joker, or Two Popes, probably not.
Although this is another one. We can see Irishman in it.
I don't know. All right. Original screenplay. This one, I mean, Parasite won the BAFTA, so why not?
Yeah, I got to give it to Parasite on this.
It's a original. Like John said a couple weeks ago, but... between Parasite and 1917, it's like Parasite's unique and brand new, something we've never seen before. 1917 It's a beautifully done movie, well done, awesome, but we've seen it before.
Yeah, I mean, we've seen that movie before. Yeah. I think it's a great example of that.
Exactly. Like, it's one of the best examples of that, but Parasite is new.
I can see Parasite. Here's the thing. I can see Parasite winning this and then nothing else.
Unfortunately, yeah.
Yeah.
So,
And you know what? I can give a little love to Knives Out. Really well done, whodunit. Really funny.
Yeah.
And we're going to get a sequel out of that.
I think the thing that hurts Knives Out is it's such a strong year for original screenplays.
Yeah, looking at all these.
You look at it, Knives Out, 1917, Marriage Story, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, and Parasite. Like, those are five really well done, unique movies. And honestly, 1917's the one that I'd be like, no, we've seen that before.
Yeah.
Other than that, the other four.
Well, Marriage Story a little bit. We've seen stories about divorce, but.
Yeah, but like this one heavily involves on the, you know, the family and the lawyers. But we'll get to Marriage Story later. So actor in a supporting role. The one thing I have to take out of this is, how is Tom Hanks a supporting actor?
In that movie? I've seen that movie? Yeah. He is.
Who would you say is the main actor?
I forget the actor's name, but it's the reporter guy.
Oh, okay.
It's definitely...
So it's from his point of view kind of thing?
It's definitely his movie.
Okay.
It's all told about his life.
Right.
But it's how... Tom Hanks' character, Mr. Rogers.
Fred Rogers.
I was struggling with the name there. I had no idea why. But it's all about how he's learning lessons from him, how to deal with some of his lives. Because it's the main theme of it is him trying to forgive his father. Because his father left him and his sister when their mother was dying of cancer.
Okay.
And he left them and was like fooling around with other women while she was dying.
Okay.
And now he has to learn to sort of forgive.
That being said, Tom Hanks does not win this, unfortunately.
Yeah, like a weaker year, yeah. But like,
this is
not bad, but it's not like.
This is Brad Pitt's year. Brad Pitt's winning this one. If it was up to me, it seems like it's his year to lose this. A lot of buzz is surrounding Brad Pitt. And I look at all the other choices and I'm like, yeah, you know what? It's Brad Pitt's year.
Here's the thing.
Which one, Sam?
This kind of kills me, but like, if I had to pick one of these, probably Pacino. Pacino was really good in The Irishman.
Sam, did you not see him in Jack and Jill? if the portrayal of Joker in Suicide Squad can follow what's his face around... Jared Leto around, then Al Pacino as Al Pacino in Jack and Jill should always follow him around. I'm sorry. No.
No, but I can see Pacino winning this.
I honestly think it's Brad Pitt's year. Easily.
But I've heard stuff about Brad Pitt. I don't think he was that great.
Yeah.
Still really good, but some of that was just the character. The character was so kind of subdued.
Mm.
Where he just doesn't get the chance to stand out. But he does it really well.
Yeah.
Which was funny. I didn't actually think that was Brad Pitt's best role.
Yeah.
I thought he was better in Ad Astra.
Oh, like for this year? Okay.
I thought, like, I actually really enjoyed him at Ad Astra. I thought he did a really good job of playing just a guy barely keeping it together.
Mm. Usually he does well at that.
Yeah.
That's usually when he excels the best. All right. So you went with Pacino?
Yeah, I'm going to go with Pacino.
Obviously, I went with Pitt. Actress in a supporting role, like I said, going back to this movie. This was my pick for best actress of the year when we did our yearly awards. So I'm going to go with it again. Laura Dern deserves this
award.
I've
heard so much about Laura. I've been really slacking on this. I haven't actually seen Marriage Story yet. I'll probably watch it tomorrow before the Oscars. Just so
watch
I can be like, I watched all of them.
This movie, it'll make you angry for whatever reason.
That's the reason why I've been holding off. I'm just like, I don't want to be angry.
Yeah. But Laura Dern is such a bitch. And like, that's what, like... She's Ellie Sadler. Like, I mean, I like Laura Dern. And like, Star Wars didn't help, but like,
what's funny is she was also in Little Women. She plays the mother. She's really great in that. Just really just a character you could really love.
Yeah.
In that. And so I'm like also going off of that. I'm like, I don't want to hate Laura.
Yeah, no. That's what makes me want to give it to her is the fact that I left that movie going, I hate this person. So like the fact that she helped, like allowed me to hate her. And such a loving person, like such a great actress, like it has to take the award. And like that, like her role, she's the divorce lawyer of the stars. So she is a cutthroat lawyer. And like it's between her and then at one point, God, what's his name? Kylo Ren.
Driver.
Yeah, Adam Driver. He gets. Also from Scorsese movies, I can't remember his name. Oh my God, the actor's name. I'm drawing a blank.
Give me some.
In the Goodfellas, main actor in Goodfellas.
Ray Liotta?
Yes, Ray Liotta.
I didn't know Ray Liotta was in
that movie. He is in Marriage Story. He plays another asshole lawyer. And like, oh my God, it's like yin and yang for those two lawyers. Because like, you know Ray Liotta can play an asshole. Like,
he's
imagine Laura Dern matching that. Like that's how great she is in this movie.
Out Liotta-ing Ray Liotta.
Yes, yes. So yeah, no, she's great. Who do you have?
I just heard so much. I had to go with Laura Dern.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, Scarlett Johansson was all right, but I was a little surprised she got nominated for this.
And I feel bad for Scarlett Johansson because I feel like she's nominated twice, but I don't think she's winning either one. I really don't.
Hmm. But Florence Pugh, I think that's I'm pronouncing
Pugh?
That correct.
Yeah.
She was actually pretty good in Little Women. So maybe dark horse on her.
All right. Actor in a leading role? Come on. Do you even have to?
Yeah, Jordan Price.
No, it's obviously Adam Driver. No, it's Joaquin Phoenix. Without a doubt, it's Joaquin Phoenix.
If Joaquin gets snubbed, though, maybe like Antonio Banderas?
It's going to be Leo, Sam. It's Leo's second Oscar.
Yeah.
No. This is Joaquin Phoenix's award.
Although I thought Leo was actually better than Brad Pitt in that movie. Right.
Yeah, but the problem is Leo's going up against Joaquin.
Yeah, like, yeah. I mean,
this is the award for the Joker movie. Like,
yeah, this is the award Joker's going to win.
Like,
if nothing else, it will win this one
without a doubt. All right, and actress in a leading role. What do you got, Sam?
I've heard buzz, so maybe Charlize Theron.
All right. I've heard buzz around Renee Zellweger, where...
I mean, that's the only thing... Judy and makeup, I believe, right?
Yes, yep.
Makeup and that are the only things Judy's...
Right, and what I've heard for Renee Zellweger is this is the Rami Malek award for this year, where it's just kind of like, is she deserving... I guess, but like you look at the rest of them and you're like, there's no strong like actress in that role.
I mean, Rowan's pretty good in Little Women.
Yeah, but I mean, she's not getting any buzz or anything. And like,
it's a shame. She did a good job.
Yeah, well, it seems like it's Renee Zellweger's, it's her Oscar to lose at this point.
Do you think this category is a kind of a jump ball?
Yeah.
Yeah, I could see any of them.
I feel like it's a jump ball, but from the sounds of it, it's a jump ball, but Renee is the tallest one.
Yeah, she may go in with a little bit of the reach.
Right, but who knows? One of the other people, they might be able to jump higher. I don't know.
Or maybe they just jump at the right time.
Right. All right, now...
Using nothing but basketball metaphors this entire time.
All right.
Miss you, Kobe.
That's next year, Sam. He'll be in the Oscar award-winning, I don't know, the short
thing that he did.
Yeah. Kobe Bryant. You will be missed. Anyways, directing. Now, with directing, it usually coincides with Best Picture. Not always, but it occasionally does.
Yeah, like last year.
Yeah. So, for directing, I went with Sam Mendes. 1917.
This has a problem with me because it's a bit of the opposite from Actress,
mm-hmm.
where they all stand out except for Todd Phillips.
They all stand out to me. Todd Phillips is not winning this award. If you choose Joker to win directing, I mean, don't. You're shooting yourself in the foot.
Don't, please don't. No, I'm just like, I could see them choosing this. Like, choosing Todd Phillips for some goddamn reason. But I really feel like it's probably a race between Sam Mendes and our boy Hope.
I agree. Yeah. Bong Joon-ho, from Parasite.
Yeah.
He's definitely my number two. Close, very close number two. I'd love to see him win it because, like I said, I've said on the podcast, I've enjoyed his work, in which I believe this is the first movie that I've seen of the like his four biggest movies where there is zero English spoken.
There is English spoken.
Where? When? Well, there is some English spoken, but like it's because she's teaching English. And
yeah, but like the mother sometimes just like slips into English kind of like randomly.
Because the host, the opening is all in English and it's two characters.
There's nothing like that. There's not like a whole scene.
Oh, yeah, there's some like English slipped in there. Snowpiercer, it's mainly English being spoken. Mm. Okja, there's a lot of English being spoken. This movie is the only one where like there's really no English dialogue going on. So, but I would love to see him win. But I think it's Sam Mendes' year, unfortunately. Which I feel really bad for Parasite because of that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, who are you going with, Sam?
Directing, I'm going to go with Bong Joon-ho.
Okay, so you are going with Parasite on that one. And then that leads straight into Best Picture, which I am matching 1917 against my better judgment. Because I want Parasite to win. But I think it's like
I feel like the movie that should win.
It's Parasite.
Probably Parasite.
But the movie that's going to win is 1917.
I feel the opposite. I feel like, you know what? Fuck it. Irishman's gonna win. I feel like I'm paddling up creek against this movie.
You are. Like you're like it shouldn't win, but it's gonna win every award it's nominated.
Well, it's just like how I feel like with everybody else. Everybody else is saying, oh, it's such a great movie, such a great movie. And like I'm like, all right, it was all right.
Yeah.
And I feel like I'm paddling up creek, and whenever I paddle up a creek, something just everybody else is just gonna pile on that movie.
Yeah, I mean we'll see, but
I hope I'm wrong. In fact, in probability, I am probably gonna be wrong. It's just I'm feeling very pessimistic, and I'm like, fuck, it's gonna be Irishman, and everybody's gonna laugh at me and say, "Ha ha, Sam, you were wrong about that movie."
So you look back. For I believe every year, I don't think there's ever been a foreign language film that's won the Best Picture Oscar.
There have been foreign movies.
There have been foreign movies, I believe one has never won it.
The only one I'm thinking is like The Artist, but that was a silent movie.
Yeah, that was a silent movie, and the twist was he was French. I mean,
yeah.
Like that was the twist in the end. And John Goodman was in it. Come on, Sam. It's not a foreign movie.
Can't be foreign if it's got John Goodman.
That being said, I would love to see 1917 win. It's not that I would love to. I feel like 1917 is going to win, but I want Parasite to win. If Parasite wins, I am going to be so happy. It'll be the first foreign language film. And I honestly, of all of these movies that are nominated for Best Picture, it's the strongest one. It's the best one.
It's the one that comes in feeling the most unique.
Yes.
But here's the thing. Oscars don't go for unique.
They don't, unfortunately.
They've got a comfort zone, not stone, comfort zone, and they stick to it.
It's either about Hollywood or about a war.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's one of each there, and one is clearly better than the other. So it's 1917 is going to win this.
But you know what? All these movies deserve this.
Yeah, no,
they deserve to be considered.
Even the Irishman,
I know I'm shitting on it, but like even that movie deserves to be considered at the very least. So like if any of these walk away with the golden statue, I won't be too pissed.
All right. I mean, that being said, those are our Oscar picks. We will find out tomorrow. Now, Sam, I hate to reopen old wounds. Last year, I believe you watched all the best pictures.
I did. I watched all.
Do you remember how well you did last year?
I did terrible.
I think you got like less than a third of them right. I think you got like five or six.
Here's the thing. I just should stop watching them.
Right.
And I'll get all of them right.
Right. So, that being said right there, do you feel more confident this year than you did last year?
No.
Oh, boy. I feel confident. I think I've won best picks.
Here's the thing. I'm coming in this with opinions. So, yeah. Like, I'm being pulled by my own opinions. And rather than just going into this and be like, yeah, the Oscars will vote for that.
Right, yeah. So, yeah, that does hurt. I went with what I feel like the Oscars are going to pick, not what I want.
I remember the first year we ever watched the Oscars, I won.
Yeah. I know I won. I think I won the following year. And then I forget who won last year.
But I thought I won the first 2 years.
I have an award downstairs. That's it. Just saying. Anyways, that being said, that was our Oscar picks. I hope everybody is ready for tomorrow. Writing down your choices. I love how Star Wars is playing us out right now. I mean, it's part of the Oscar battle. So, join us again next week and look forward to next year's Oscar Wags with me and Sam. And have fun.
Bye.